Proclamation number 7570 of 6th of April, 1960. Shackles of the soul. Freedom. You'll remain in your deformation until your soul has proven itself. For even if the soul enters the kingdom of the beyond immaturely, it will not feel free but still feel burdened by an earthly heaviness. Even though it has discarded the earthly body, it still feels bound and is powerless to free itself from its bondage until it calls upon Jesus Christ and finds redemption. But if it can already cast off its bondage on earth, that it has found forgiveness through Jesus Christ, then it will freely emerge from its body at the death of its body and also enter the kingdom of light completely free. So it is not only the body that is a bondage for the soul, but its whole state determines whether it enters the kingdom of the beyond free or bound. And there are souls which are not aware of their bodily death, which still feel the same way about themselves and move in community with like-minded souls and also believe them to still be alive on earth. But this state is a state of agony for the souls. For they feel their powerlessness, they lack vitality and are therefore unhappy not to be able to do what they want and through which they believe they can improve their situation. If, however, they would compassionately think of other souls in this unhappy state and try to help them, their condition would soon noticeably improve. But they lack love, otherwise they would not be in this powerless state and would also already possess some realization. And therefore death is not the liberation from form for all souls, and it can also happen that the soul completely sinks back into the abyss and is banished again into hard matter. Thus it is to go through the earthly deformations again in order to be able to live on earth as a human being once more. But people should strive to completely liberate themselves from the form through a correct way of life, so that death need not frighten them, so that the soul leaves the body in all freedom and this change only brings it a state of happiness. But this always requires redemption through Jesus Christ. The human being must always have found forgiveness of sin, that his guilt is redeemed when he enters the spiritual kingdom. For the guilt of sin is a burden which the soul feels heavily. And it will not have the feeling of freedom until it has cried out to Jesus Christ for forgiveness of its guilt. Only then is it, ready-made, free from every bondage and can now enjoy this freedom in the kingdom of light. Only then are they able to look with spiritual eyes and also recognize the other souls. Whereas before in the darkness or twilight they can rarely only perceive the other souls correctly, even if they are among like-minded souls. They don't recognize each other but they know it when they are together with them and also exchange information, but everything happens in a state of complete confusion. They cannot think clearly, and only occasionally do light moments come to them when spiritual beings of light want to help them. And if they make use of this help offered to them, then their situation can also improve and they can find the path to Jesus Christ. Yet their will is not forcibly influenced, which is why long periods of time can pass until such a soul finds redemption. And you humans on earth should try to imagine their fate. You should strive to escape such a fate yourselves by consciously fulfilling your earthly task, and you should also send helpful thoughts of love to those souls so that they can draw strength from it and change their will if you think of them intercessively. For the soul can only be happy when it is free from every form, and it can achieve this in earthly life if it lives according to God's will. If it acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world and appeals to Him for forgiveness of its guilt, then even bodily death will only be a redemption from every form for it. Amen.